we're making plans to move here to Detroit, you know, unbeknownst to the management of this radio station. I spoke to my wife, and she's selling all of our furniture and things. Yeah. So we got this credenza. You know, gypsies don't have credenzas.
Credenza?
Yeah, well, it's a large chest. I have a large chest.
Oh, car,
I need one of those. I need a large chest.
Oh.
A lot of stuff.
You can use curb finders for the one you already got.
Oh, you're so cute. Traffic is picking up now. Speeds are getting lower, especially on the westbound 4 between Connor and Van Dyke. Traffic is traveling at around 35 miles per hour. You might want to add about 5 minutes to your driving time. Traffic also a bit heavier right now, southbound Southfield. It's still traveling at posted speeds, but there is a disabled car. It's in the right lane at the southbound Southfield ramp to the eastbound Ford Road. Southbound James Cousins, that's Lodge Service Drive at westbound 7 Mile. Traffic signals are messed up. Southbound Service Drive shows red and green together. And there are no lights in 7 Mile, the island between the two service drives. Downtown, we have a lot of construction slowing down things. Eastbound Larned is down to one lane between Randolph and Brush. And eastbound Jefferson is closed between Randolph and Brush in the right lane. And the traffic signals are out along eastbound Jefferson at East Grand Boulevard, Concord, and Mount Elliott. And that's the way the roads look at 7:40. I'll be back in about 15 minutes with an update. I'm Mary Lee Bartolucci, WHYTRE Traffic.
Ain't nothing but a party.
Hit the max for the minimum at TJ Maxx.
Visit the TJ Maxx nearest you for brand name savings every day, 17 until 8 o'clock now on 96 WHYT, the station that plays the hits all the time. Big Steve does every night too, you know, between 6. So you'll be able to listen to him tonight.
Joey.
Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
You know how you've been wanting to get the key from the city, key to the city from the mayor, right?
Wanting. I think the word is begging.
Begging, right. Well, anyway.
Traveling.
It's time to wake the mayor up, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in a little bit. But right now, Jim and I have taken this.
Isn't that a horoscope sign, Gemini?
Yes. Jim and I have taken this into our own hands. We called up the White House. We have Larry Speaks on the phone. We have gone to the big guy.
Oh, I know Larry. Okay. Oh, Larry's. Right. She's
the. Go
Larry?
Ahead. Yeah.
Ron.
Oh, this is a special treat. We got the President of the United States to give me the key.
Yes. Well, how are you, Joseph?
Why, how do you do? I don't know what to call you, Mr. President.
Well, just Ronnie would do.
Well, hi, Ronnie. I just feel uncomfortable calling you that.
Well, yeah, that's all right. That's what John Hinckley calls me. what the heck, huh?
Well, I know the difference between Ronald Reagan and Gary Hart.
You do?
Yeah, one is an old man with young hair.
Oh, my.
Nice
that cracked me up, Bonzo. Oh, my, this Joey Reynolds, he's a knucklehead.
I guess they're out of Grecian formula in Washington, aren't they?
Oh, yes, you know, you're almost as funny as James Watt. Oh, Bonzo, Ed Meese, too? Yes, he's a real knucklehead.
Monkey.
Well, listen, Joe.
Do you know Mayor Coleman?
Mayor Coleman?
Yes.
Doesn't he make that camp equipment?
No, that's Gary Coleman.
Oh, I get it. Yes, the little short kid makes those lanterns.
That's Mayor Coleman.
Oh, I get it.
Well, Mayor Coleman is... I've been wanting to get the key to the city from him, but he's been so busy, he doesn't come to work anymore.
Joey, have a good time in Detroit, and here's the key to the White House men's room. Yes.
Oh, thanks a lot, Ron.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
W-H-Y-T.
Well, you know, we talked to Ronald Reagan at 96 WHYT. We talked to the presidents, the kings. We talked to all of the royalty here in town. I'm the Duke of Hazzard.
And the queens.
I'm the Duke of Hazzard. I didn't want to say it. It's 12 before 8 o'clock. I'm the Prince of the City. And here this morning, we have an opportunity once again to wake his honor up, the mayor. Now, we just talked to the President of the United States, and he did give me the key to the White House. I have been trying desperately to get the key to the city of Detroit from the mayor. But he has not come into work to do it. He's promised to give it to me. I did not even ask for it. Last week, they said they were going to do it. They issued an edict. And so now we'll call the mayor again.
I'm unable to come to the phone at this very moment. You have reached the mayor's answering machine. Please leave all city business and otherwise business on the message tape near the tone.
I think he knew it was us.
I wonder how I could tell.
Tony, is that
WHYT's AccuWindow weather shows 39 degrees to be the temperature at 96 WHYT. We play the hits, and it's 8 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we sure do. I wanted to make mention of Big Steve, who is on every night.
Huge Steve.
Oh, yeah. He's like Bob Tabor. Talbert. Nothing is going right for me today. It's one of those mornings. That's because of that coffee beanbag thing that I slept on last night. But it's all right. It's okay.
That what?
Well, I got excited about the Tigers winning yesterday.
Yeah?
And I took a nap on the coffee beanbag chair that I have.
You have
and
a coffee bean bag chair?
Yeah, it's not decaffeinated, so I was up very late.
Oh,
very bad joke. I used it earlier, and it got a very big response from Cleveland.
Stakes Howard is the only school of its kind in Michigan and one of the most successful and respected media instruction centers in the country.
That's what Jim McFarlane of the Detroit News says about the Spex Howard School. Did you know that nearly 88% of the 1983 Spex Howard graduates are working in radio, television, or electronics, and that area colleges and community colleges grant credit for Spex Howard programs? The Detroit News called the Spex Howard School the Harvard of DJ schools. Call 569-0101, 569-0101.
You're coming to the Silverdome to play in the dirt,
digging, scratching,
clawing. Supercross.
The Miller High Line Supercross.
Saturday and Sunday, April
20th.
And we'll be giving away Cyndi Lauper tickets right here at the Mighty 96 WHYT. I just made the Mighty part up today. We don't call ourselves that. It's 7:55. Most exciting act in show business today, Cyndi Lauper. This weekend we'll be giving tickets away for her from 96 WHYT.
To see her in concert, not for her.
Well,
you don't win a night with Cyndi Lauper.
Well, we try to eliminate the middleman here. We deal directly with a fence. It's time for the news again. Jim?
Well, you act disappointed.
Good morning.
Jeez. Give me a break. It's beautiful weather out there. Lots of sunshine. Motor City, not too bad. Breezy winds. Well, speaking of UHYT news and information, now Joey Reynolds with the hits.
And now, live from us off the Fisher Building. Here it is.
The Unnamed Morning Show with Joey Reynolds.
Did I tell you my fantasy? What is my fantasy? Not to do the Tonight Show. A lot of guys want to do the Tonight Show. My fantasy is to tell one joke and get a four-hour laugh. It's 8:09 in the city. We made it this far. Halfway through Wednesday morning, 96.
Yes, but we'll be here tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be here tomorrow. What is that insecurity setting? And people are starting to take on with us. You know, they really like us. I'm getting a lot of calls this morning from people who like us off the air.
We got a fan let.
People who like us off the air.
We got a fan letter,
I know
too.
I know you're going too fast to pick up on that. 96 WHYT, we play the hits. And I wanted just to mention that I listened to Steve Cassidy last night.
Thank
a little
kid.
Earlier, ladies and gentlemen, just joined us. A little earlier, I was lying. I said I listened to Kid Carson, and it's not his name. His name is Kid Cassidy. So I got called. Well, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm not expected to be up at this time when I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Actually, nothing is expected here in the homeroom. Big Steve is the fellow who's on between 6 and 10. He does TNT. He does the top nine.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's right. And he takes a tally starting at 6 o'clock from all of your phone calls, and he plays them back at 8 o'clock. And I did listen to that last night. He does play them back. I know I heard them last night. And I don't know what time it was, but I heard it. You make a total liar out of me. We better go to the Ari area of this studio because I'm getting in serious trouble on the microphone.
Westbound I-94 between Connor and the Chrysler is now running at about 25 miles per hour. Eastbound Ford is also pretty slow. Speeds there down to around 35 miles per hour between Jeffries and 14th. We also have an accident on the eastbound Ford at Helen. It involves a car and a truck, and it's in the left lane. State police are on the scene. Southbound Woodward, south of 14 Mile, we have an abandoned car blocking the right lane. And the traffic signals are out on East Jefferson at East Grand Boulevard, Concord, and Mount Elliott. Another broken traffic light at James Cousins, southbound Lodge Service Drive at West 7 Mile. It's red and green at the service drive, completely out in the other directions. And that's the way the roads look at 810. I'll be back in about 15 minutes with an update. I'm Mary Lee Bartolucci, WHYT RE Traffic.
happens just once a year, and it's happening tomorrow.
From the Flaming Fisher Brothers building, this is 96 WHYT and Joey Reynolds and the Flaming Morning Gang. Every morning is our job to wake up the mayor to get him to work, and this is no exception. We called him this morning a little earlier, and he did not answer the phone. He had a tape that says to leave all of your problems with the city at the beep. So we could not reach him that way, but I do have his private phone next to the bed, and I do have his honor on the phone right now.
Yeah.
I got you live. You try to pull that tape thing on me. No, that's not fair.
Do it. Now, you got this number. You cannot be abusing it.
Well, I thought you were going to call
me. Hold on, you, Joey. Yesterday, I was a star at a damn baseball game. I threw the fourth pitch.
Why were you late?
Yesterday, I was very, very sick. I told you that.
How sick were you?
Sick as a dog, Joey.
Come on. Come on,
Mayor.
And you finally, at least you made the game.
I don't ever bring no Canadians across the border.